It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, welcome to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. Great show planned today. We have half charity and half kind of politics. It's more of a county update.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
It must be time for an update. Isn't that all over? Good God.
No, not the election.
Oh.
No, no. District 3, as in our county supervisor, Sonny
yes.
Borelli, will be in at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, sure, to bring us up to speed on what's
yeah.
going on and
right.
all of that good stuff.
Because I got our first guest going, when am I going to be... out of here. When am I going to be out of here?
She's having so much fun. She can't wait to leave.
You haven't been here in so long. I can keep you for an hour. It doesn't matter. No, I'm kidding.
It's not that. It's my schedule is so tight.
I know.
So if you wanted me for an hour, I could be here for an hour. I just needed to boom, 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 you know, get all my schedule in.
Tight like your shoes right now, huh? Kidding. It's Christine Watson Buntemeyer, by the way. If that name's not familiar to some of you, well... She is the founder, possibly the co-founder or the founder?
Founder. A clothes closet. Founder.
It was your brainstorm.
Yes.
It was your idea. Now it's a building, and now it's a daily
okay.
job.
More than that.
It's pretty amazing, actually. This landed you in the lead car in the London Bridge Days Parade, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I think that's neat. I really do. Because you're
Thank
a survivor. You are literally a survivor.
Yes, I am. So 5 years now.
5 years. Wow, congratulations.
Thanks.
So that's like, right, really 5 years?
You were, I was right in the
when
middle
When I first
of
met
e-
you,
epidemic.
You were doing treatment?
Oh, gee.
Yeah, I started treatment in 2019.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That's when I started treatment, very end of 2019.
Oh, okay. I started back here March of 2020. So
I was right in the middle of treatment.
I had to move right in the middle of the pandemic. We didn't even know if we could get a truck onto I-15 through that checkpoint needles,
yeah.
the commercial
oh, yeah.
thing. Anyway, welcome to the show, folks. It's Monday, July 27th, 2026. And, yeah, pretty busy weekend for you anyway, huh?
Yes, yes.
Are you going to sleep in here tonight?
You know, I would.
Jim's air conditioning went out.
Yes.
In one of his buildings.
Yeah, well.
This is too funny.
The stupid part is that I somehow thought it wasn't as bad as it really was
uh-huh.
to spend the night without air conditioning.
Oh, my good Lord.
Oh, never.
And, yeah. Yeah, I can attest to that now. You know, 50 years ago when you'd come here drunk for the weekend to play in the water and the air conditioning would go out in the hotel rooms, you'd drag the mattress out in the hall or out the outside in the patio and you'd get through the
night.
You
were much younger.
No.
The younger you could have handled that, okay?
That I think there's some truth in that, yes.
I once got so intoxicated in Ensenada that I woke up on a lounge chair next to a pool, and my feet were just saturated with mosquito bites.
Oh, ow.
And I had to walk like 3 miles to the dog show that morning. So,
uh-huh.
Because it was Sunday and no cabs were running because it was Sunday.
Of course.
They don't work on Sunday.
I didn't know that they had dog shows in Ensenada.
Cool. Yeah, we did them twice a year. Yeah, Mexicali too. It's not so long story,
yes.
But that's not important. What's funny is, Christine, is that Jim has a home, and you have like a little, it's not a casita by any means, but it's a renovated.
Yeah, it's my wife's older studio.
Yes.
And then our office and shop is, we've got a big property.
These are separate buildings.
We've got a large property with these buildings
and then
and
then you have Shauna's She Shed, right?
Yes.
And then you have your truck.
Yes.
We call it a She Shed. It's a semi.
Yeah.
All of those places have air.
Well, worse than that, we owned an additional property one house away that is Sonny's new studio.
Oh, my goodness.
But the two really stupid complicating factors, and one, just to add a touch of horror, we had house guests.
But you had your office.
Well, of course.
I'm just thinking, man.
But here's how it went bad. it went bad at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, man.
And I checked with our dear friend Cal at the London Bridge Resort, and there were no rooms. In fact, they'd experienced some air conditioning trouble and had guests of theirs staying at other places. And I thought, well, I'll rule that out right away. I just won't get into that.
Wow.
And as you know, because of our event business, we have a lot of evaporative coolers, some
yes.
big ones.
Oh, yeah.
So I cleverly moved a couple into the house.
Cleverly.
And, well, and that's where the brain went bad.
Oh, go figure.
Because we were able to cool the dining area satisfactorily. So I was tricked into believing that the night would be okay. And I was somewhat wrong.
What time did you
I
wake up?
To admit it.
1, what, 3,
what
and 5?
Wait a minute. What, was I supposed to go to sleep?
Man, that's brutal.
So it was awful.
Yeah,
awful.
Do you need some air mattresses so you could go sleep in other places?
Yes.
We could have put a call out here. You know, any listeners want to donate some air mattresses.
He would look like Steve Martin on his own property carrying the stuff over his shoulder, right?
Yeah.
Like in The Jerk.
As I hate to say it, I look like that carrying evaporative coolers from the semis to the house.
Man.
It was a very stupid thing.
I do have some, like, pads down at the clothes closet you could sleep on.
See, that's...
Little pads. You know, they're made with... recycled material, the grocery bags.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got the little pads. I got some, you know.
I don't know why I didn't think of that.
You know what really works well? Like the 3-inch memory foam?
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
work really well, too. The reason why I mentioned Jim's saga is because the clothes closet is now a cooling center.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank
I remember
you.
When we did a ribbon cutting in there, or so we were doing a fundraiser. And it was about 88 degrees. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was
brutal. We only had one air conditioner for the whole 5,000 square foot building.
Okay.
Wait, it was a mini split.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was a mini split,
yes.
by the way. Yes, it was.
Yes. But tell me about how did you get to the point of being a cooling center now for the city?
So, well, we were actually one last year, but this year is better because... I got awarded a $10,000 grant from Arizona Complete Health, and so I put up a big carport, like a carport with nice shading and some on the sides, and so that, you know, kept the sun out. And then Mount Olive Lutheran Church donated $3,000 so I could put Mojave Mist and Spa, put up a mister. I learned the hard way.
Like a commercial mister.
Yes, because I learned the hard way. Last year I had a mister put up, and it flooded everything.
Okay.
Because it's not a fine...
Yeah.
I learned this from Taylor. Huh?
What's the difference?
Oh, they have a machine that pushes it out, like, really intense. So it comes out more of like a...
A vapor.
A vapor, so it kind of, it's...
But it's still cooler, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
And you're not getting soaked, and your glasses aren't getting crazy wet,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So we're playing around. We do have to block a couple of them off in that small area because it's getting too misty in there. but you know, it's a learn. But I learned a lot about this misting system versus a misting system you put up yourself in the store.
It doesn't use a whole lot of water?
No, it shoots out. It's got this machine that shoots it out so fast.
High pressure.
High
sure.
pressure. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why I'm doing my hands because...
it's okay. I get
this
it.
This is radio.
What they don't see won't hurt them.
It's okay. I talk with my hands
so
all
do
the
I.
time.
All the time.
But anyway, so and I set it all up there, and I got a cooler in there with waters and snack foods. And then if it gets to a point where it's too hot, we'll open up the center room. So
gotcha.
And then what the bonus part is, you ready for this?
I am.
I can turn on these misters from anywhere as long as they have Wi-Fi. I could be like in Hawaii or something and turn them suckers on if I wanted to.
Ooh.
I know. So I'm going to – I just called the Whiz Kids to help me because they don't – this is – I don't understand.
The smart
5-point – yeah.
The smart technology.
Oh, yeah.
I had – my Wi-Fi was too strong, so I had to get a 2.4.
2.5 instead of
5.0. Yeah, so they set me all up. So now – I have to go and figure out how to do the thing on my phone and get it all hooked up now. I had someone there last week helping me, but now I got
to... You'll get it.
You'll
get it. I have a smart thermostat at home, but I can't get into it because it was a short-term rental before I rented it long-term, obviously. And I don't have – we're just not messing with it. I'll just do it manually. I don't care. I leave the house like today. If it's going to be 110, I set it on 80, right?
Yeah.
And then when I get home, I'll put it back down to where I want it to be. So anyway.
Yeah.
But you could do all that stuff remotely now.
Yeah. Yes. So I have a camera and everything in there. So I'm only allowing the cooling station from like 7 to 5. No one can sleep there. It's not that kind of a place. And so I have cameras there, and it alerts me when someone comes in, so then I'll just turn the misters on for them if I'm not there. Or if I need to leave, you know, at 3, 4 o'clock, I can just keep them on and turn them off at 5.
So the public, go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I was just going to say, how do people know to take advantage of this wonderful service?
Because word's out on the street.
Word's out on the streets. The fire department knows. Yep. The police department knows.
Oh, good.
Our city knows. And I'm on a website, so sometimes you won't believe the amount of elderly that do not run their AC.
I actually
need a fan right now. I have an elderly dying of heat, and she goes, do you have a fan? So that's my mission this week.
So you're in need of a fan, a donation of a fan?
Yeah, so I can give it to her. I gave her one of our fans, but it's not working that well.
Well enough,
but it... I could, and I can't give up any of our other fans.
I have an oscillating fan with a remote control, and it's on a stand. So if you still need it after this show, you don't get inundated with calls, let me know,
okay?
And I'll run it down there.
That would be amazing, right. And I can give it to her.
Just let me know, and I'll...
You're being a good guy all around today. Wow.
I don't stop.
Wow.
I don't use it. And I have a clip fan like this, only bigger. So it does me just fine. So just let me know.
How should our listeners... contact you if they are able to help with any of this?
Well, they can contact me at the clothes closet, 928-230-3113.
I never call myself either. I
hate
that.
I do have a new closet.
Let's say that number again.
Okay, 230-3113. The clothes closet. It's at 1968 Mesquite Avenue.
Right. You're real close to the old bagel bin, right?
Yes, it's still there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bagel bin's
still
there.
Oh, I was thinking of the vitamin place.
Oh.
I don't remember the name of it. They used to
that was used to be next door to the bagel bin,
yes.
But now it's a milkshake place.
Okay. That's really good.
I know. Oh, yes, I know.
Yes.
So, I'm just a couple doors up. I can't say the only place with green grass anymore because two buildings up put green grass in the front of their place now. So, the place with the most green grass.
So, one question. You made it sound like there's self-access to the cooling center.
Yeah, I have a gate on the side, and it will remain open unless someone messes up. See, I've had to close it and lock it up for a week or two because... they disobeyed my boundaries, which is no alcohol, no drugs, you know, you can't sleep there. I have, you know, boundaries and
good
stuff.
Good for you.
So I'll lock it up, and so, and they all talk to each other. So,
like, don't mess up.
Don't mess
up.
We
need this.
Yes. And so I leave it, I leave it open. And like I said, if it's locked for 2 weeks, that means they'll get in there when we're in there.
Hmm. Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
You're such a blessing to the community. I just want to let you know that. That's why I called you in today. I heard that you had this cooling center, and I'm like, man, I got to get her in here. I got to get her in here. And this is like vacation week for me.
Yeah.
So vacation eve or whatever you want to call it. No, and I wanted to fill up the week. I didn't want to shortchange the listener, you know. But next week, no speak out. That goes for you too, mister.
I know.
Yeah. He always asks me, are we going to show today?
I'll show up anyway, you know.
No, when you drive from Crystal Beach, right?
That's right.
So
it's a big commute.
But is there water there? Are there other amenities?
At the clothes closet, we have two different things going on. We have the clothes closet itself, which offers free clothes, free toiletries. We got showers. We got laundry facilities. We're all about a hand up here. We have snack foods. And then we have the cooling station. And then we have a thing called the CRT, which is Community Resource Team. Soon as someone needs help with anything that needs funding, then that's a whole different animal. We vet everyone very, very carefully. So if someone comes in and says, okay, like right now, Unisource cannot shut off your electric if you don't pay your bill. I don't know if you know that.
Not until October.
Well, some people, they don't pay anything on their electric bill. And then all of a sudden, in October, they're calling every single church and every single resource, I need help with my bill. Well, when people come in and do that, we vet them. We go and look on their account. If they've been making payments all summer long, then we will go ahead and try to help. But if they have not made not one payment, then you're going to have to call Unisource and you're going to have to make out a deal. Because, and then all of us are, we're slowly but surely starting to talk. The churches and stuff, we're starting to talk. So.
Good.
So that is my whole goal, to get all the churches on board. So my son-in-law is going to make us a database so all the churches can access and find out who's been helped with funds and who's not.
Oh.
So that is very, very important that we have to get done, because the CRT is all about giving people a hand up and not a hand out. So,
Community Resource Team?
Yes. Okay. And so we work with like probably 40, 50 different resources.
Gee.
We personally don't give money out because we don't have it, but we're here to connect all the dots together. And so, which brings me one other real quick thing.
We take a break.
Okay, yes.
We need to take a break first. And we'll get to your one other thing, and then I have one other thing.
Okay.
All right, thanks. So I figured, Jim, this will cool you off a little bit, right?
I'm ready.
Little River Band.
Sure.
Cool change, right? Back with more
in
a moment. Stay with us, folks. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Brother Jim Russell. Our guest, Christine Watson Buntemeyer, the founder of the Clothes Closet, Lake Havasu City. I'm just proud of you. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers.
All right, back on Speak Out. Listening to a lot of music this past weekend, and Bruce Hornsby, man, underrated. Randy Brusso, you're right, man. All right, Randy Brusso with Mojave Shred, who used to sponsor our show at Speak Out 2.0. Anyway, no, you're right. Bruce Hornsby is killer. He's just great. This guy right here, great piano player too. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, also Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City, and by Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo, great pizza sandwiches and salads on Main Street in Havasu. Right?
Yes, indeed.
Wow. You are way up there. What? My microphone is like dead compared to yours.
Well, only appropriately.
Really? Our guest, Christine Watson Buntemeyer, the founder of the Havasu Clothes Closet. So glad you're on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate every time you ask me to come on.
I know you do. And you need to get out of here like in a minute or two, right? Oh, I thought you did.
No, I was told
you. You're like, what time am I out of here? What time am I out of here?
It's because I was making my schedule.
I remember when you used to bite your nails before you came on, right?
You were pretty nervous.
That was a long time ago. But no, you had one more thing, right?
Yes.
You were going to talk about?
Yes.
And we didn't talk about it in the break because you and Jim were conversing.
I know.
That's okay, though.
That's okay.
He needs people to talk to
him. Yes, that's right. I get lonely.
Well, you know, I have to really talk to him about this situation of air conditioning over here. So
I don't need to solve that problem. No. I can come stay at your place.
No, you can't sleep there.
Are you using rooftop units now? Or
no,
are you
we're
still
all split system.
All mini split.
I need a new roof. I can't do anything.
Is that a roof or a roof?
Either.
Roof.
Yeah. One's what a dog says, I think.
You're from Wisconsin or Minnesota, aren't you?
I am. anyway. I am. So, anyway, I wanted to bring up a important kind of discussion. I know people out there see the panhandlers out in our community.
Oh, yeah.
I am just asking you, please, stop giving to our panhandlers in our community, because some of them are
professionals.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you see the guy with the umbrella on his grocery cart outside the grocery store, that kind of gives you a sign, you know. But anyway, they come through the clothes closet already. We give them resources. We give them help, but they choose not to do it. Because they're professional panhandlers, and they literally go from town to town to town and use up all of the local resources until they're dry, and then they go out. And
it's a rotation.
Yes, and it's really sad because the people in our community that really need it, there's no money left for them.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart because when you come in and you talk with these people, because anybody can come in and use the clothes closet. But as soon as they ask for a motel room or anything with money, then they have to come to the second part, which is the CRT. And that's when we literally have a two-page form that we fill out. We find out where they're at, where do they have any income coming in. And some of these guys have money coming in from Social Security, but they're still out there panhandling and then calling the churches asking for motels.
So you say you think you're going to take a little hit from the community on this, though,
criticism? I probably am. I'm not being cold. I just have been doing this for so long, and I see so many people come through the clothes closet, and instead of giving them money, tell them to come. We'll vet them. We will try to get them to where they're needed. There's certain situations that I can't really talk about, but we have given tools and said, we'll pay for your bus ticket, but you need to do the work. Call and find out how much it is when you're going to leave. Not we'll pay, but I find resources to help so they can get back to where they're at. But they chose not to. I mean, they
feel entitled or
no,
like
I just,
you owe them?
No, I just think that's just how they're used to living.
Oh, I see. And once you get used to asking, it becomes easier and easier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. Sometimes, as soon as I figure out someone's brain, it'll be, you know, who knows. But if we could just work together, give them food, offer them food, offer them water. And a lot of times you see people and you feel sorry for them because we get calls all day long, but they won't come up by us. And because they don't want to.
What about a gift card? No?
No.
Because that's money.
That's money.
Gotcha.
I would just give them food. If they're that hungry, they will take food from you. I mean, this one panhandler said, oh, I got so much dog food, because he's got a dog sitting out there.
Oh, jeez.
I don't agree with that at all.
But the dogs, though, some that's their best friend.
The companion animal.
That is their only person that loves them. Because... Mm-hmm. Most of the people, they see a homeless person, they do not go up and befriend them. They sit there and talk to them, da, 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 da. But that dog loves on them no matter what.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So Sonny is here, waiting in the green room, and that, or talking to you, Steve in the bowels of the mothership, obviously. How do people get a hold of you if they want to make a donation?
Oh, that would be amazing. Christine.
You live on donations,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, we do. We live on donations, and we have a social worker now because we are so busy. Let me just tell you, in April, we saw 497 civilians, 55 veterans, 140 children, and 692 total in April alone. This last June, we saw 450 civilians, 46 veterans, 72 children, and that's 568 total come through the clothes closet. And 83 of them were brand new to the clothes closet, and 27 were brand new to the CRT that's never been in before. Wow. That's in just in 1 month of June.
Sure.
So we are...
Do you have a back-to-school thing that's coming up, too? Or
no,
are you doing that again this year?
We did that with the Havasu Community Health Foundation last September 18th. And we used to collect a lot of school supplies, but now everybody's collecting school supplies.
Yeah.
So Christine here is going to step back from school supplies next year. And all we are doing is we gave out so far 152 brand new pair of tennis shoes to the children.
Gosh.
All brand new. And that was a help with the Women's Republican group, Lake Havasu. They donated a lot.
Yeah.
And so that was
how nice.
Over half of our shoes came from them, and we are so grateful for them. Every year they do this. And so we're going to stick with the shoes and the pants and the socks and that kind of thing, and let everybody else who's collecting for school supplies now do their thing, and that way I could spend more money on the things, the clothes, clothes-wise.
I got you.
Okay.
How do people reach you if they want to make a donation?
Christine at 928 230-3113, or come visit the clothes closet at 1968 Mesquite, and we're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 3 and Saturday from 10 till noon.
You're probably friend you on Facebook too, right?
Oh yes, Facebook.
CHR, by the way, not just KR.
Yeah, it's CHRIST. It's Christine Watson Buntemeyer, or the clothes closet,
Lake Havasu.
I think it says Lake Havasu. I'm so used to going on it.
It's okay. Not a problem. I get it.
On behalf of the community, let me thank you for your service.
Yes.
My gosh.
It's an amazing calling.
It is.
It was a calling for you, right?
Yes.
I remember you told me that. So it's just, I admire you for that.
Thank you.
Like one of my most admired Havasuvians is Christine, by the way, folks, just so you know.
Thank you. You're making me blush.
No problem.
It was only television.
Chad Hansen thought it was him, so I'm kidding. Back with more in a moment. Thanks so much again.
Thank you.
Folks, if you need to reach Christine, just give me a call or hit me up on my Facebook or instant message me. I will definitely put you in touch. And you need a fan. Not just a fan, like a person to admire you, but you need an actual fan. You need a fan that moves air for one of your clients.
Yes, I do, for an elderly client.
Yes.
Yes.
Just a breeze box or just something that moves air in a room. All right.
Yes.
Thanks so much. God
bless
you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having me.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Sonny Borelli coming up next.
Sometimes you can't ride them at all, but I'm hooked in and I got to ride that train. When I get down there in that chute, can't stop thinking about all that loot. And I'm a cowboy bartering on the insane.
Wow, look who finally stopped in to see us.
All right.
How are you?
Hey. Great. Set your binds. Could be a hell of a ride.
Gunny Sonny is here. District 3 County Supervisor Sonny Borelli in the house. Speak Out brought to you in part by the chair, also Mojave College, solar powered by Esme Electric, Doritos Place for Pets, including Bulls and Bronx, right? By Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City, and by A&B Propane, online at abpropaneaz.com. And it's buy local or...
Bye-bye, local.
That's correct. Right. Good job, man. Good job. And improve your net, hire a vet. Or is that at the end?
No, that's safe. It's all day long, man.
Man, it's been so long. You know, Rich Lettman's coming in here on Friday.
Good.
His motion, that's like the talk of the county right now, besides the election, right?
Yeah.
Is the airport takeover. Mm-hmm. How necessary, how much do you know, by the way? Enough?
Yeah.
Yeah? How much can you talk about?
I'll let him do it.
Yeah? Okay.
Because if I do that now, then nobody will listen on Friday.
No. Very funny. No, but
or he'll correct me.
Yeah. But it's Sunny said.
It's just been so long, the
convoluted,
Mahoning County Airport
mess.
Authority.
It's a mess. It's got to get cleaned up, yeah.
Because you got bylaws, and then you got to adhere to the bylaws, you got to do this, that. Is it just easier for the county to take over then?
I'll let Rich deal with that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. You know I got to buy a lot of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups for that to happen, right? I'm just saying.
Actually, Rice Krispie Treats, that's what he loves. Yeah.
Oh, he likes those too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
That's easier. So, okay, let's talk about, you know, something near and dear to your heart, obviously, the election.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a week ago tomorrow.
Yeah.
We finally, I think we have final results and we'll be canvassed a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's not the county's fault, by the way, because of those drop-in votes that you can take your mail-in ballot, drop it at the polling place on election day. Is that what the holdup is most of the time?
Well, first off, you got to understand the process. There are certain priorities that have to be counted. In-person early voting, okay, those couple weeks before,
right,
need to be counted first, okay? And what has actually sped up that process is, okay, is signature verification. If you go to the polls, and if you have a mail-in ballot, and you decide to drop it off early, if you went there and had them verify who you are, signature, that sped that step up.
At the library.
Makes sense.
At the library during early
right.
voting. And so in-person early voting has to get done first. Then the mail-in ballots have to be done, and part of that process is signature verification. So if anybody had a mail-in ballot and they turned it in without a signature verification, it's got to be verified at the county headquarters. And that's a slow-down process.
Now, and, Sonny, that can't start until election day, is that right?
Counting?
Yeah.
On actually tabulating the
yes.
ballots, they have to wait
7
p.m.
Yes.
So they close. Okay.
Well, we're talking about the envelope, okay? They have to verify the signature, the individual, that stuff, that everything matches. And then they had some provisional ballots. Somebody went to the wrong polling place or whatever, uh-huh. or for some reason they didn't have a ballot. So here's a provisional. So then that has to be researched to ensure that that person is registered to vote and it's a legitimate voter. And then that gets counted. And then, of course, you have the ones that the signatures didn't match or were in question. Those had to be cured, and they had up until yesterday, to get to the county to prove, to verify their signatures. And then once you open up that envelope, then that can be tabulated. But as of Friday, like 99% of this was done.
Oh.
Okay, now we're talking, and a lot of people think, well, what about, you know, everybody's waiting on the city council race. Well, wait a minute, there's also Bullhead, Kingman city council races are going on.
Oh, sure.
Plus statewide. Plus legislative, so on and so forth. So, look, what's more important, speed or accuracy? So the election was on Tuesday. Friday, they were pretty much 99% done. They had to wait for signature verification to be cured by Sunday yesterday. And that's the process. But, you know, before, you know, you couldn't do signature verification at the poll.
Right.
You know, so if you wanted to walk in with your mail-in ballot and say, hey, here I am, verify my signature, you couldn't do that before, but we'd be able to change that last two legislatures ago.
Did the fact that we had a qualified write-in candidate this year, did that make any difference at all?
No, because the issue is the signature verification,
mm-hmm.
You know, identifying the voter, that kind of thing. The write-in ballots, I mean, that's...
Because I know it's another flag that goes off, right?
Well, you know,
they have to identify who that write-in is. That's why it was at zero that whole time. And then finally on the second or third drop.
They get a final count, yeah.
So isn't there a ballot initiative coming up that will fix all this where all ballots have to be in, early ballots have to be in by 7 p.m. the Friday before Election Day?
Yeah.
Is that the initiative?
I believe so.
But
yeah. I don't know if that's going to be on the ballot or not.
But aren't Democrats fighting it with another initiative?
Probably. products. They fight
I figured
everything.
You were up on this stuff,
I mean,
man.
Yeah, I mean, nothing. Come on, it's the ACLU, the American Communist Liberation Union, you know. So, I mean, they're actually fighting the voter initiative on securing the border. They're actually fighting that one. That passed, what, 2-1 by the voters, and they're actually fighting that because it's an organization down in Tucson.
Right.
Or Florence, whatever, some amnesty group out there, and the ACLU is their main plaintiff, and they're suing it. Of course, Judge Liberty had already said, you know, hey, wait a minute, number one, it's kind of like moot. You really don't have standing because it's the law just going to effect. And they're trying to stop the law from being effective. And what that says is if you went through the port of entry, okay, don't look at that. If you come across the border illegally.
Don't look at that.
I mean, in other words, because you came through the port of entry.
Yeah.
If you didn't go through the port of entry and you're undocumented, then local law enforcement can act on that and give you an opportunity to turn yourself back in and go across the border and self-deport, or you're going to have to go through the legal process.
So the consequences here of illegal immigration, I think we're seeing it in Maricopa County big time. Talk about measles cases. Have you seen these numbers?
Not out of Maricopa County. We have
an average of one a year up until this year. Now there's like 8 or 9 serious measles cases.
Yeah. Oh, my.
And you know, those children that were born to immigrants, seriously, are now 3, 4 years old, and they're probably not, you know, vaccinated.
Yeah.
And that's one of this. I mean, I know people are going to criticize me for using that word, but come on. Measles vaccination, mumps vaccination, that's one of the most common in the world.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we eliminated smallpox.
Well,
but
you know,
that's
remember,
one of the consequences,
remember,
in my opinion.
This state and this country was shut down over COVID, and you could have got fired if you didn't get the jab, but then people could come across the border completely unchecked and...
But I could sit down
and they were not even required to wear a mask.
But I could sit down at a restaurant table and take off my mask.
Yeah, only if you're eating.
I had a force field around me. That's just zany, man. The whole thing was just crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, county wise, everything good? What's happening at the morgue? I saw John Hassett's mom, Julie, at an open house the other night. And I guess the morgue is going. Is John one of the consultants on that project?
No. The county's moving forward on getting a building.
Well, I mean, getting the right tools.
Getting the building. It's all going to be adopted in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a pretty big project, though, right?
Yeah, the project's moving forward already. We got a building identified up in Kingman. They're going to convert it, retrofit. What's the need for a morgue? And of course, then we have to hire a pathologist, and that's going to be extremely expensive long term.
Oh, for sure.
Do we have any of that staff as part of the county now?
Not yet.
So it would all
right
be,
now it's still in
it
that,
would all be new,
that
new
hybrid
hires.
System that they set up years ago.
So what's the timeline on that? Is that the building renovation coming first?
Yeah, the building renovation is coming first, and all the equipment's going to follow in on it. And, of course, any shortfalls or whatever they need, we'll augment that with the county.
Okay.
Budget, stuff like that, yeah.
I'm going to take a short break. We're going to combine breaks 2 and 3 into one break, and that way you and I, we could talk even longer.
Sure.
To go up to the top of the hour. See, I was getting a lot of grief from your former assistant, right? And she's telling me, why is Sonny getting the short stick? Well, he's not. I have my ways. See, I can.
Well, we don't want to bore everybody to death either, so, you know.
I could take liberties. So we're going to go ahead and take our second break and last break of the hour. And I had to make Marissa happy on this one. Rick Astley. It's called Rick Rolling Somebody when you play the music of Rick Astley. This was released in the U.S. in 1987. Rick Astley, I believe it was Never Gonna Give You Up, Not Together Forever. So, he's like an inside joke now. The worst vocals of the 80s belong to Rick Astley.
Oh.
Yeah, I think a lot of people said, I'm never gonna give you up, and they said that to Hillary, but then somehow they disappeared anyway.
So if you actually scan that QR code right there on the wall, you'll get Rickrolled. It's kind of funny. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. 928-854-5687 if you want to talk to Sonny Borelli.
Yeah.
All right, I'm playing that one right there for Sonny, right? That shirt right there, that shirt is simply irresistible. That's a great shirt, man. I'm a shirt guy. That's a nice Hawaiian shirt. Is that a Tommy Bahama or what?
No, I got this in...
It's a Tommy TJ Maxx.
No, I got this in Bora Bora.
Oh, you did? In Bora Bora?
Or Fiji. I don't know. Something like that.
So popular you have to say it twice?
Yeah.
Bora Bora. Nice. Where is it located?
South Pacific.
Yeah. Tahiti.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
where's that located? Right?
South Pacific.
I know where Hawaii. Yeah, I know where Hawaii is. I know where the Philippines are.
We're talking way west. Closer to New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Tahiti is way out.
Yeah.
So, anything you want to push legislative-wise that's going through that the voters might have a say on, as far as what's coming up in November 3rd?
Not yet, because I just wanted to find out what actually is going to be on the ballot. Because you know we throw a lot of things out there, not everything actually makes it to the ballot. So let's hold off on some of that right now.
Okay.
There is, a couple things. Oh, dang, I just thought about it a minute ago.
You do that too?
Yeah, I think I just had a Biden moment.
It's a bad Jeopardy day. That's what I call it.
I know what thing that did got passed, and actually the language is in the budget. If you are 100% disabled vet, combat or not combat related, just 100% disabled by the VA, okay, service connected disability rating. If you had 100% before, there was a cap on what your income. So in other words, if you were getting your VA or you were military retiree, and then you got Social Security,
right.
Now you're past that threshold. That threshold's too high, and you couldn't get a tax exemption on your property taxes.
What?
Well, the legislature finally got rid of that threshold, so. You know, it goes into effect in January. The law became effective, obviously, when the governor signed it, but the new process starts with January. So if you're a service-connected, 100% service-connected veteran, take your paperwork in, go to the county assessor and apply for that and show them and see where it goes from there to that process. So taking that threshold off really helps out a lot of the community.
Oh,
we've got a lot of seniors here, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting a good pension, but and they're drawing Social Security. Now they're getting punished.
Right.
But they're able to get a property tax exemption. And that passes on to the surviving spouse, most importantly.
We've got a couple minutes left, and I was talking with Matt Weinberg from the Goldwater Institute. He's the director of education. We were talking about ESAs for military families.
Yeah.
And the teachers' unions want to get rid of them.
Yeah, I know.
Totally.
I'm the one who ran that bill.
It affects like 100,000 or more Arizonans.
Yeah, I'm the one who ran that bill.
Okay. And tell me about it.
Well, it's the same thing. If you're military dependent, then you can apply for employment scholarship program. So, but they fought that tooth and nail, and you know, thank God that you know I got it done in the legislature. A Republican legislature and a Republican governor, Ducey, signed it, and that's been in effect for years.
Yeah, I don't understand why the teachers' union has it out for families of students. I don't. They are kids.
Okay,
they're students.
It's kind of like a concert. It's called butts in the seats.
Okay,
butts in the seats. Because if you have a vacant seat there, you don't get paid. Because it's about how many kids are enrolled in the school.
But
it all comes down to money.
But
yet they're all complaining about they want smaller classroom sizes.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But even our district now takes ESA money for the extracurriculars, right?
Yeah.
For those, for sports, for band, for this, that, for those homeschooled students that may want to join their,
or,
you know.
Not just a homeschool, just a charter, whatever.
Yes.
But remember, they're the ones who said, this is about the children. Okay, now we come something for the children first, and yet they fight it.
Well,
and they
you.
Undermine parental authority.
All right.
It's not just school choice. It's called parental authority.
I just don't get it. Whenever something hurts kids, and they want to blame it on classroom sizes, they want to blame it on this and that. You're hurting kids. Stop it. Just stop it. Wake up. Jim, thanks for being here.
As always, and have a nice vacation.
Go home to your new air conditioning.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeez. You could have slept in here.
I know.
Greenland
might
have
done a lot. Could have done a lot of things smarter.
Well, you spend the day at the clothes closet.
Yeah, that's right.
You sleep in here.
Hang out there.
You could be a revenue source. We charge your rent. Sonny, thanks for being here.
Thank you. You can't go to the police station after hours because the front doors are closed.
Oh.
If you want to have a tailgate party, do it in the middle of the night, man, at the police station. You got, because nobody's in the front parking lot.
Right. Mayor Sheehy will be here tomorrow along with Cameron. All right, Cameron Moses. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
Improve your net.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.